was the key to turning things around after a bit of a slow start for you?
Well, there are a lot of keys. The main thing is just sticking together and staying the course and preparing and working hard. And, you know, I think these guys play hard. We didn't point any fingers. We just continue to come to work and try to fight our way out of it and try to make plays in crucial situations and try to work on dominating situational football, which we continue to try to do. You know, the red zone, short yardage, goal line, 4 minute, 2 minute, all the situations that come up in football, we just got to continue to work at and get better at.
Is what happened out there in January, is that motivation at all this week, or is that just for the fans?
Yeah, that was so long ago. It's a different team. Both of us have changed considerably since then. You know, there might be a little bit of motivation for certain people, but, you know, for us, it's the next game on our schedule, which is very, very important for us to keep pace in our division. And, you know, we're looking too far behind. We're looking ahead more.
You mentioned situational football. I know defensively you're a little short on at third down in red zone. What do you think the issues have been there?
Yeah, you know, I think that's something that we've continued to talk about and work on both sides of the ball, really. Third down and offense, we're doing pretty good, but red zone, we're struggling to score touchdowns. So, you know, offense and defense, we put a lot of time in the offseason and training camp and trying to be better at those situations. We just haven't translated it to the field, but we just got to continue to work at it. I can't put one finger on it. Sometimes a pass rush, sometimes a coverage, sometimes might be a call, who knows. But we all just have to rally and try to get better in those key situations, because those are the ones that ultimately win you, lose you games.
Jay, what do you think of what Mike has had to do with his offense with one of the injuries, you know, and really the lack of a true running game right now?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's hard. You know, I think every coach has to deal with some form of injury or suspension or what have you from time to time. You know, it seems like they've been bombarded at one position, which has got to make it difficult. I think he's adjusted well, put Montgomery back there. I think he puts Randall Cobb back there. He's tried a lot of different things to try to get some relief. But, you know, there is no substitute for having a good back that you can hand the ball off to. And I'm sure it's something they're working on. And hopefully for them, Starks is the guy that can do it, or Jackson, or who have you, whoever. But, you know, that has been a problem for him. But I think Coach McCarthy's done a good job adjusting.
You mentioned that division race you're in, Jay. How tough is that division this year?
Well, we've kind of felt like that all along. It's a tough division. You know, it really is. So in order to keep pace, we got to figure out ways to try to win games. You know, Giant, we're in third place. We're 5-3-1 in third place, which, you know, you asked me before the season, if we were 5-3-1 after nine games, we'd be in third place. I probably would have said, hell no. But, you know, it is what it is. We have to, we have teams playing extremely well. It's good defense, good offensive talent. So it's going to be a grind all the way to the end. But in order to keep pace, we have to figure out ways to win close games.
What does Josh Norman add for your defense, and not just maybe his play specifically, but kind of the cascade effect of helping everybody else around him?
Yeah, he makes everybody better, and he brings great energy, and he works extremely hard. And you know, that's something you don't really see on tape when you get him as a free agent. You really know how they're going to react, interact with the players, with the type of energy they bring to you on game day, off the field, on the sideline. He's been just a positive influence for all our guys. You know, when you have a young guy coming in trying to learn a position like Dunbar and all that stuff, and they see a guy who's an established player like Josh work as hard as he does, it just rubs off the right way. And that's what I've been most impressed with him, is off the field work, more so is on the field work. You know, his on the field has been outstanding, but off the field he's even better.
We just got done talking to Josh. Energy is, might be putting it mildly, Jay. This guy's wound up.
He is wound up, and it's something that I don't want to mess with, because I love the energy and the passion that he brings to this football team. And there have been some instances where he'd like him to tone it down just a hair, but with us so far, hasn't been an issue. It's been all positive.
You look at your offense statistically, Jay, you got a bunch of guys, half dozen guys with a bunch of catches and a bunch of yards. You feel that's kind of the calling card for Kirk, just spreading the ball around and using everybody?
I think so. I think it's important. I think it's important to get everybody involved. You know, when everybody feels like they're part of a play, part of a concept, you get more out of them, and they're all running it like it's their play. So it's very important for them to feel that way. And, you know, there might be certain players that want the ball more often, but I want Kirk to continue to distribute the ball to our playmakers, because we have a lot. You know, we have a lot of guys that are deserving of the football, and if the coverage dictates who's going to get the ball and not the quarterback predetermining, we're going to be way better off in the long run.
What's he done better this year? Obviously, he had a hell of a good last year. What's Kirk done better this year?
I think he's just more comfortable with what we're doing. The concepts, similar concepts, he's getting different coverages, knows how to react. He's not taking sacks, not negative plays. Sacks and interceptions are down. So those are key, you know. So he just continues to get better dealing with the concepts, distributing the football, like you said, to the right people. And it might be a check down for a gain of three, but it's better than trying to force one into double coverage and throwing an interception. So he's done an excellent job as far as leading this football team and getting the ball out to the right people.
What is your tight end group meant to you? I got a lot of catches from those guys with Vernon and the guy who killed the Packers last year for a bit.
Yeah, I think it's been great. You know, Vernon's been the most pleasant surprise on this football team, really. You know, he came in as, you know, a little bit older tight end, and we weren't sure what we were going to get if he's slowed down a little bit, but he's faster than he was when he was 21 years old, and he's got the strength to block in the running game, and he's just been a pleasant person to be around as far as coaching him. So he's a major weapon for us, and obviously Jordan Reed, we feel like, can run routes as good as a receiver, but he's also done good in the running game. So teams want to line up nickel defense to our two tight end set, then we can run the ball quite effectively, and then we still feel good about beating whoever's lined up against them.
How about Crowder? It seems like he's kind of come out of nowhere.
Yeah, he has for you guys, not for us. You know, the first day he came in here, he's been very impressive. You know, he just walked in, and he was our third receiver, you know, with Deshaun and Pierre. So he was only limited to the three-receiver package, but, you know, when Deshaun went out last week, he played in the two-receiver sets, and he's been great. He can play outside. He can play inside. He's tough. He can return punts. He's another player that, he takes coaching extremely well. He's got a great natural ability to find holes in zones, and he can separate man-to-man, and he's not afraid of anything.
You mentioned suspensions a while ago. Kind of a stupid question here, but how much has it hurt you to lose Trent?
Well, he's the best tackle in football, so it's going to hurt you a little bit. But fortunately for us, we have three tackles that are very, very good. And Ty Ensekhi's going to fill the void like he did last week against, you know, one of the best pass rushers in the league. He did an outstanding job in Everson Griffin. So he's a big man. He's worthy of being a starter in the National Football League. We're just fortunate to have three of them. It has, you know, threatened our depth a little bit at that position. You know, we had to move Painter up as an active player. Hasn't got a whole lot of reps with the first-string offense because we got him late in the season. But we feel good about Ty. We don't really miss a whole lot, and that's hard to do when you have such a good left tackle that you're missing.
I just look at the numbers. Your outside linebackers are giving you a lot of pass rush. Is that been a really good group for you guys?
Great group, you know. Great group. You know, we lost Junior Gillette before training camp, and we were a little concerned. But Trent Murphy has stepped his game up to what we thought we'd get when we drafted him in the second round. And then, obviously, Preston Smith has shown flashes. Last week was a big game for Preston, a breakout game for him. And then Ryan Kerrigan is consistent. So those three guys have been very, very good. And they're different type guys. You know, Kerrigan's a powerful guy, and Murphy has got the hips and the wiggle to get around people. And then Preston's just a big, long, naturally gifted athlete. So we feel really good about those three guys. And then Houston Bates comes in and spells those guys and gives a different type of energy.